Hey, and welcome to Destroy All Movies Game Show, the show where you bet your points, Carl wins, and Jim never has the right questions ready.
I got them all ready. Just don't have
what's
the
up,
right
people?
Sounds ready.
Yes. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
I'm Carl.
Might as well get right into it with the first question. Richie.
Jim.
Which sci-fi movie features a young man after an attempt on his life, travels back in time, and attempts to ensure his own existence?
What sci-fi movie? Dune.
No, Carl, would you like to steal?
No, but I'm going to guess In Time. Yeah, okay.
No, Back to the Future.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say that, but that's not a sci-fi movie.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
About a guy who goes back to goes back in time. That's sci-fi, Richie.
I'm going to have to call bullshit on that. Oh, but go ahead.
Is Galaxy Quest sci-fi? That's a comedy too. There's a spaceship in there.
Right. I'm going to have to look it up.
You didn't. What do you mean you got to look it up?
There's a lot of sci-fi in it.
No, it's a sci-fi movie.
It's time travel, science fiction. It's just a funny one.
You know, it could be two things, Richie. Sometimes there are dramas and comedies.
Well, this 1980 sci-fi classic, whatever.
All right, Carl. Next question to you.
Wait. Read the question again. The one you gave me.
I already deleted it. Hold on. I got to undo.
Which sci-fi movie
features a young man after an attempt on his life, travels back in time, and attempts to ensure his own existence?
Wow. Attempt on his life?
Yeah.
I know. You're reaching with that one. Go ahead.
They weren't shooting at him in the car?
Was this one of these fucking AI fucking program questions, Jim?
No, it isn't. No, it's not. That one I came up with on my very own.
I keep telling you guys, don't fuck with AI, man. We're going in a bad place.
I'm not fucking with it. Well, I did fuck with AI a lot, as you remember on the last episode.
Now it knows you.
Uh-huh.
And it got you now, Jim.
It's probably listening right now.
it probably is.
Yeah. You're going to want her to aerobicize. Want her to live. I want her to breathe. What a robocize. What movie is that from, Carl?
I don't know.
All right, Weird Carl. Science. Your Which? Question.
Weird Science.
Oh, dude.
Okay. Get back to the game.
Sure. Yep,
go for it.
Carl, your question. Which cult movie tells the story of a masked vigilante who seeks to ignite a revolution against a British totalitarian government?
That would be Beware, Beware. Oh my God, what the fuck's that movie called?
If I tell you, that would be cheating, Carl.
Guy Hawks. Oh shit, I can't remember the name of the movie right now.
You have 5 seconds.
It's just a letter, right? Z? No. X?
V for Vendetta.
I didn't get to fucking try to steal. Wow. This game is really against me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Rich. Would you have gotten that?
After all the guessing he did, yeah, that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh, V for Vendetta.
Okay, well, I can't just take your word for it.
No, that's fine. I'll look it up.
Richie.
Go ahead.
Which actress won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her role in the movie La La Land?
What's her name there? Jennifer Lawrence. Okay.
Carl, I cannot give you the opportunity to steal because I didn't give him the opportunity, just to be fair.
Fair enough.
Who was it?
Carl?
The redhead.
Okay.
He would have got it wrong.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. The redhead.
I kept thinking Amy
Acker.
Amy Acker.
The redhead.
Amy Adams.
Yeah, Amy Adams is redhead.
I couldn't get her out of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the other redhead.
Okay. Carl, what is the name of the drill sergeant portrayed by actor R. Lee Ermey in Full Metal Jacket? What is his character's name?
I've seen it so many times.
I know, and no one remembers his character's name.
No shit.
Let me look it up real quick.
No.
Wow.
Drill sergeant.
Yes, drill sergeant. Wrong drill sergeant, but still.
I know, that's funny.
Why'd you put that thing together so fast? Because you told me to.
I don't know if I ever noticed his name, to be honest. I've seen it 20 times.
All right, Richie, do you wish to steal?
Fuck no.
All right, his name was Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
Whoa.
Hartman.
He probably said it once.
Maybe. Maybe when he's introducing, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Snowball in the movie has a very similar. Yes, drill sergeant.
Yeah.
Okay, Richie. This is the third question, right?
Yeah.
Richie, what is the name of the fictional football team in the movie Any Given Sunday?
Wow.
Come on. You've seen that more than once.
I have not.
You've seen The Replacements.
All the time. Yeah. Washington Sentinels.
Yeah. But that is not the question I had.
They were Pittsburgh. give me the rub.
They were all 5 fake seconds. Names.
Arrows.
Carl, let's do you wish it, to steal?
Let's keep it interesting. I'm going to go with Sharks.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yes.
But what state were they? Or what city?
Oh, Florida. Yeah.
San Diego?
Miami Sharks.
Miami.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give that to Carl because he got the Sharks.
Nice. I haven't seen that in a long ass time, too.
I've never seen it.
You never saw Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino? Yeah, Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's classic Pacino.
Yeah.
Carl.
How many times do I have to tell you that I need a first down?
Yeah, that's about. You're not far off. That was a great pass.
That was a great pass.
Carl.
Maybe next time we'll get more yardage. And I've never seen the movie. I could just imagine some of the conversations.
Carl, which director won the most Best Director Academy Awards?
One
director won the most Best Director Academy Awards.
Lucas. Oof. It's got to be some. It's. You know, I'm.
5 seconds, Carl.
I got to go with Spielberg, but I think it's wrong. Oh, it is right.
Wow.
Steven Spielberg has won 3 Best Director Awards. He's been nominated for 22 Academy Awards.
I thought it was going to be some old-timey director.
That's what I thought. I was going to go with Hitchcock.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good one.
Steven S. Spielberg. I don't know.
I just watched Jaws the other day.
Should have won for that.
It's such a great movie. Another movie that can never be remade.
Richie.
Oh, please no.
Richie.
Yeah.
Which film holds the record for the highest grossing film from the DC Extended Universe?
The highest grossing film from the DC Extended Universe.
Right.
Jesus.
DC Extend. See, the Extended Universe, where it's not like.
It's a DC superhero movie.
Yeah, I know, but not like fucking Superman.
No, so. But it could be Superman. Well, what they call the DC Extended Universe is their universe. It's like the Marvel cinematic universe. That's all they did. It could be Superman. It could be Batman. It could be anything.
I'm gonna go with Batman Dark Knight.
No, it was Aquaman.
Well, I think now you didn't let me steal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you have picked the Aquaman?
No, I wouldn't have guessed, but I was guessing. I was thinking of Superman vs. Batman.
It grossed $1.1 billion worldwide.
Wow. Damn. For such a shitty movie.
It was a fun, shitty movie, though.
Well, it was kind of fun.
It had octopuses playing drums.
It's good visuals, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what happens with good visuals. Bad writing.
Carl?
Yes.
Which film production company is known for its iconic roaring lion?
MGM.
We didn't hear it, Jim.
Whoa, Carl. Wow. Carl was pulling ahead with 3 points. Three? There,
so didn't I get two for stealing?
You didn't steal anything.
You didn't Sharks. Steal anything. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a steal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You do. You have 4 points.
Yeah.
3 points.
No, you had that with this one that you just got right. It would have been 4 points.
Oh, wow. even the initial guess is 2 points? I thought it was one.
No, you've gotten three. You've gotten three questions correct so far. All right. And one was a 2 point question.
Okay.
So that's 4 total points for 3 correct answers.
I thought it was just 2 correct answers.
Man.
You're incorrect.
Oh, I got Spielberg. That's right.
Yeah. Richie, which movie soundtrack features the song Don't You Forget About Me?
Don't You that's Breakfast Club.
Correct.
Yeah.
Richie got a point.
Damn right I did. I'm on the board.
The Breakfast Club. Carl?
Yes.
Which film festival is held annually in New York City and focuses on independent cinema?
Gotham. Oh, wait, I know what it is now.
Too late, Carl. Richie, do you wish to steal?
Shit, no.
Carl? What do you have gotten?
It's De Niro's thing, Tribeca.
The Tribeca Film Festival, correct.
There you go, Carl. Good job.
Thank you.
I was going to say New York Independent Film Festival.
I know, that'd be too easy.
Like that's what it should be called, but whatever.
All right, we're in the second round, by the way.
All right.
Richie.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the 1992 Western film? Incorrect. I read that wrong.
There's a shock.
What is the name of the 1992 Western film?
That's exactly what you just said.
No, I have. Okay. What? Okay. No, what's coming next, I was going to read wrong.
Oh, okay.
Where Clint Eastwood plays a retired gunslinger who takes on one last job.
What year?
1992.
Gunslinger takes on one last job. I'm going to have to go with Trouble with the Curve.
That's a Western.
I don't know.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, The Unforgiven.
Oh.
All right.
Wasn't that the Gene Hackman?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yes. Gene Hackman is in it.
And Leonardo DiCaprio and
no.
No.
Sharon Stone?
No.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. You're thinking of the Sam Raimi movie with those three?
Oh, okay.
It's way different. This is a Clint Eastwood movie.
All right. Well,
yeah. It's got Clint Eastwood and it's got Morgan Freeman.
All right.
And Gene Hackman.
And Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman's the villain.
Yeah, well, he was the villain in the other one. That's why I was thinking it was.
Was he the villain?
No, no, he wasn't the villain.
Sort of.
In Unforgiven.
I miss Gene Hackman.
Yeah, he was great.
He was a great actor.
He was a great actor.
Name a movie he was in that you didn't believe. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't buy his character.
Carl.
Well, he's kind of, go ahead.
In the biographical film The Imitation Game, Benedict Cumberbatch portrayed which renowned mathematician and codebreaker?
Turing.
Repeat that, please.
Yes, that's ice shaking.
Turing? Hey. Oh, shit. Keating?
What are you, George Costanza?
Do you wish to steal?
Fuck no, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't watch that nonsense.
The answer is Alan Turing.
Turing. Alan Turing. I said Turing.
Turing. Yeah, pull a Costanza on that one.
Richie. In the 2015 movie Steve Jobs, directed by Danny Boyle, who played Steve Jobs?
That would be Ashton Kutcher.
That would be John Fassbender.
What? Oh, he gets 2 points taken away.
It is Michael Fassbender.
Oh, I could have said Michael
Fassbender. If you said Fassbender, you would have won. But you said the wrong. But you didn't. You used the wrong first name. If this was, I'm going.
I didn't say any first name. I just said.
You said John Fassbender.
You absolutely. That's why I was just like, "Who's John Fassbender?"
You said John Fassbender.
I was imitating Rich, and I said that would be.
John Fassbender, you said. You didn't say that would be Fassbender. You said John. It was clear as day.
We'll find out in the playback. Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Anyway, I like Jobs better.
With Kutcher?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Okay, Carl.
I'll go ahead and believe that I said John. That was stupid. I'm on drugs. I just had surgery.
We both heard it. I'm not lying to you.
Yeah. John Fassbender. I'm like, who's John Fassbender?
I said, who's John Fassbender?
He's like a Pixar director.
Yeah, well.
John Lasseter. I got it mixed up.
All right. Go ahead, Jim.
Which film?
Who's this for?
Carl.
Okay.
Which 1995 film? Directed by John N. Smith, featured the song Gangsta's Paradise, performed by Coolio.
Oh, I don't want to throw hints for Richie. Oh, shit. I know the movie. I can't think of it.
Richie, do you wish to steal?
I'm drawing a blank on the name, but it's the Michelle Pfeiffer movie.
It's the Michelle Pfeiffer movie.
It is Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds, that's it.
I never saw it.
Me neither. It falls into the who gives a shit category.
Richie. Especially
in 95 at that age, I didn't give a shit about
movies. That's what I mean.
Richie.
Yeah?
In the movie The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, what is the name of the ring that the main characters must destroy?
It's the ring of... Sauron.
The Ring of Sargon, you say.
Well, yeah, whatever the evil dude is.
Was he close?
Why would I give you that hint?
I can't go there. I can't.
You're not going to try? Okay.
But is it the Ring of Sauron?
No, it was called the One Ring. The One Ring.
Oh, man.
All right.
They called it a lot of things. The Ring of Power, the Ring of... But there are many Rings of Power. This one was called the One Ring.
Oh. But wasn't it the Ring of Sauron? Or Sargon? Or
Sauron had the ring, yes. Yeah,
but wasn't it created in his...
Yeah, he created it. But it wasn't called the Ring of Sauron. It was called the One Ring.
Oh.
It was Sauron's ring, but it wasn't...
One ring to rule them all.
I got it. One ring to make them walk everywhere. God forbid someone jumped on a horse and got there.
He rode horses too.
Or they take the Eagles all the way to the
Why didn't they do that?
Carl.
Yep.
What cult classic film does a man named Jeffrey find himself embroiled in a dark and surreal mystery involving a nightclub singer and a criminal underworld figure?
What year? Sorry.
I didn't give you a year.
Oh, but give it to me again, please.
In which cult classic film does a young man named Jeffrey find himself embroiled in a dark and surreal mystery involving a nightclub singer and the criminal underworld? Oof.
Why are you saying Jeffrey? Like, that's important.
Yeah.
Well, it's the main character's name, so maybe you can get it from...
But you usually don't do that. Sorry.
I got to give you a shot to answer it, because if I just give a vague description of the movie... 5 seconds, Carl.
Chinatown. I know, it's not...
Richie, do you wish to steal?
No.
No, the movie is Blue Velvet.
Oh.
Blue Velvet.
I didn't know his name was Jeffrey.
Me neither. Guess who didn't see Blue Velvet either?
Oh, I've seen Blue Velvet.
I haven't.
Richie,
mm-hmm.
In which musical does a group of struggling artists and musicians try to survive and pursue their dream in New York City's East Village?
Fame.
Oh, I would have said Fame also.
Carl, you wish to steal?
Would you mind repeating?
In which musical does a group of struggling artists and musicians try to survive and pursue their dreams in New York City's East Village?
And not Fame. I have no idea then.
Okay, the movie is Rent. Rent.
Ugh, Christ. Shouldn't you ask us questions on movies we fucking seen?
This isn't a quiz about movies. I know you particularly. How am I supposed to know a catalog?
It's also a famous stage play.
It also was a famous stage play, correct?
Yeah. Famous, all right.
Let me turn my light on.
Carl.
Hang on, let me turn my light on.
Carl.
I was just turning my light on because I was getting all dark. Go ahead.
Which iconic Japanese filmmaker directed Seven Samurai?
Kurosaka.
Richie, do you wish to steal?
No.
Kurosawa.
Kurosawa.
Oh, yeah.
Which movie, which actor starred in a movie about a highly skilled military operative named Dutch?
Which actor?
Oh, I forgot. There's more to that question. Actor played a character, the highly skilled military operative leading a team of soldiers that encounter an extraterrestrial figure by the name of Dutch? The character's name.
I would have had it the first time you read it.
I'm going to have to go with Predator.
I said, which actor?
That wasn't the question. Oh.
Which actor?
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is correct. All right. That's the end of round two. I
had it just off Dutch.
That's the end of round two. Now we're going into You Bet Your Points. You just have to, text me or chat me your point.
What's the score?
Oh, Carl has 6 and Richie has 2.
Well,
what?
Gee, I wonder who's going to win this game.
I'm just saying, Carl has 6, Richie has 2.
Is there a playoff?
You bet your points.
No, I mean, what if we tie?
How in the fuck are we going to tie?
How are you going to tie? Unless
what if I bet 2 and he gets it right and I get it wrong?
Then I got a simple answer for that. Don't bet 2.
Well, you would have to bet 4 and lose.
Yeah.
I would have to bet 2 and win.
That's right.
Even for us to fucking
if you
tie.
Bet 2, you would have won.
Yeah. You'd have still used 6.
Carl's on drugs. He can't do his maths.
Anyway, go ahead. I bet all my points.
Richie bet 2 points. Carl, what are you betting?
I'll bet 2. Okay. Sure, why not?
All right. Final you betcha points. In the movie Field of Dreams, the voice tells Ray Kinsella, if you build it, he will come. What is the second thing the voice tells him? I have both your answers. So Richie bet 2 points, and he answered, go the distance. That is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Richie ends up with 4 points. Carl bet 2 points, and Richie suckered him in to a tie.
I knew it. You fooled me.
What did you guess?
Ray said, free his mind.
Carl said that.
Carl said, free his mind.
Isn't that one of them?
No. No, that's a song. Free your mind and the rest will follow.
Free your mind, the rest will follow. He didn't get that at all.
I get it.
No, it was...
ease his pain.
Ease his pain.
Ease his pain.
Is the third one.
Is the third one, yes. So, Richie and Carl, you ended in a tie.
Well, you must have had a third round prepared.
Well, I have other questions. Let me find an appropriate one for a tiebreaker.
Yeah, just one and one. No steals or anything.
Mad Max Fury Road. Charlize Theron plays what character?
I don't know.
Okay. Carl. For the win.
Furiosa.
Furiosa is correct.
Congratulations, Carl.
Her full name was Imperator Furiosa.
Ooh. Wow. Sweet.
Oh. Nope, that's not it.
Jesus Christ.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Thank you. Yeah,
Carl again pulls it out. But it was fun tying you.
Fooling me into it.
Yeah.
All right, that was You Bet Your Points. Thank you all for playing. And hopefully next time we'll have a wider array of contestants.
Absolutely. That's all we got.
That's
the show.
That's the show.
Buy us a coffee. Closed. Send us an email, destroymail@gmail.com.
Damshow.co.
Damshow.co.
That is our homepage. Where you can go and listen to back episodes of this show and other episodes of other fine podcasts.
Until next time, kids.
Yeah.
I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Good night, damnation.